Are you a horse owner? Get exclusive discounts on brands like John Deere and Big Ass Fans with equine discounts. If you're a paying member of any equine association, you qualify. And as an added bonus, a percentage of every sale through equine discounts is returned to the equine industry. Go to equinediscounts.com to receive your discounts.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1599. Today's episode is an excerpt from the Horses in the Morning podcast, where Dr. McMullen from Auburn University talks about horses' eyes with show co-hosts Glenn and Jamie.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
So we pulled from the archives Dr. Richard McMullen from Auburn University, who's an expert on eyes, and we had a great conversation with him several years ago. So we're going to let you take a listen to that, and hopefully it helps some of the people that were having eye issues going on right now.
It's time for the Horses in the Morning Horse Health Report, when our intrepid hosts, together with an unlucky member of the equine veterinary trade, attempt to inform, enlighten, or terrify horse owners everywhere into funding a Kickstarter campaign to mass-produce Kevlar-coated, bubble-wrap-lined equine products.
I'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Richard McMullen, Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine's associate professor with a focus on equine ophthalmology, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. To come on and talk about, I'm sure, one of your favorite things in the world, eyeballs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, tell us a little bit about what you do at Auburn.
Well, Auburn is quite unique in that we have a split service. We have small animal ophthalmology service that runs independently from our equine service. And we're centered and located down in the barn. So we have 24/7 presence in the barn and deal solely with equine. Well, not solely. We do see farm animals as well. We have a large farm animal service at Auburn University as well. So, but we are mainly focused on equine eyes. And I think one of the things that's probably most unique about Auburn is that we do a majority of our surgeries when they're required under sedation as opposed to general anesthesia.
Interesting. Now, I got to ask, because you said farm animal and other animals, what is the weirdest animal eyeball you've had to work on?
Oh, what's weird? Yeah, that's a hard one. A weird animal.
Or unique.
Probably unique would probably be an elephant.
See, that's weird. That qualifies. You've worked on elephant eyeballs. Wow. How does one approach an elephant and say, hey, come here, let me look at your eye?
Well, yeah, that it really depends. And obviously, we don't get to see a lot of those. I had quite a bit of experience with a particular elephant when I was at North Carolina State University, because we had close interactions with the zoo in North Carolina. And then also some circus elephants or privately owned elephants are often smaller Asian elephants and are trained really well. And so it's mainly up to the trainability of the animal and how well they respond to their trainers. For
okay,
sure.
I have to ask. I can't let this go.
We don't see those very freaking. Yeah.
I can't let this go, Doc.
Go ahead.
So elephant eyes, do they see real well, or are there other senses that they don't see real well? I don't know. What about elephants?
Yeah, I think that's a hard question to answer accurately. Do they see well? So any animal that has an eyeball has a potential to see. Now, they may happen to not see as well in focus as we do or the same colors, but vision is an important sense for most mammals. I guess let's restrict it to that. That's probably easier. And so their vision is certainly different. And with the lateral placement of their eyes on their head, similar to horses, they have a very large field of view and are able to see almost, you know, an elephant less so than a horse, but about 270 degrees around them, which is certainly much better than what we can see. Mm-hmm. Our focus is mainly in front of us.
Hmm. Okay.
So he comes on a horse show and starts talking about elephant eyes. Sorry, we like weird stuff. It's fascinating.
Well, it's easy to get sidetracked too. So,
well, going back to the horse's eyeball, what are some of the things that, you know, okay, my horse's eye is runny, my horse's eye is clouded, my horse's eye is this. When should I call the veterinarian in when I see something? Like, what are some things I would see on my horse that would make me go, okay, time to call the vet?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I think one that is fraught with confusion. So, you know, if your horse's eye is tearing and running a little bit, that's not cause for an emergency immediately. Now, if that continues to persist and it doesn't get better, then it's best to call someone in. I would usually give that a day or two. If it's just tearing and you see a little bit of tearing and it sticks around for longer than 2 or 3 days, then I would have the veterinarian come out. And the reason is not to find something horrible, but to rule out something bad. Mm-hmm. Because there's a very limited number of signs that horses show or any species show that demonstrate or indicate that there's a problem. And being able to differentiate what that means is key to appropriate therapy.
Okay. Okay. So what is something I will see and go, oh my God, call the vet right now?
Well, if the eye is slammed shut. So severe swelling of the eyelids, extreme discomfort, behavioral changes, a horse that's normally easy to deal with and calm and doesn't protest when you touch its head or touch its neck. If it starts to have behavioral changes or indications that there's visibly something wrong with the eye being swollen and closed, that's a very good time to call your veterinarian out to have them look.
Okay. I have a weird question because this is something I deal with. I take a lot of horses off the racetrack and retrain them. And one of the horses that I have that came in, it's weird. It's like he must have suffered an injury when he was young because his skull is kind of malformed. And I say that in like right where a unicorn horn would pop out, he has a little bump. And I like to say that's where his horn mm-hmm. is growing. But with that, there's like a little dent indentation to like say the unicorn horn is coming out right in the middle where the whorl is. And there's a little dent to the right. And that eye is a little teary all the time. Is that something you would go, oh, you have the vet look at it, or that is just kind of something that he's going to deal with?
Well, I think that becomes a situation where if it's not causing a problem, it's probably, obviously the constant tearing is something that draws your attention to it, but that might not be a tremendous problem for the horse. It might just be due to some previous injury that caused a disruption or compression of the nasolacrimal duct, the mm-hmm. draining tract from the eye that leads down to the nose. There may be compression in the bony component of that tract. And so that would be something that, for peace of mind, it would make sense to have that evaluated by an ophthalmologist. So someone who specializes in eyes and more importantly, works with a lot of horses. And the reason being is that it's a lot easier to figure out if that's something that's going to cause problems down the road or not. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes a situation like that, if there's nothing out of the ordinary after your veterinarian evaluates the horse initially, there's not any reason to hurry to get behind something like that. But in order to really identify the problem, it probably needs a little bit further workup and more examination, and not necessarily with a bunch of different tests, but comparing experience levels. It's you know, how often is someone looking at a problem like that, and then what kind of experiences or comparative cases do they have to base those findings on?
Well, what my husband heard is that it's not an emergency call, so he appreciates that.
Absolutely.
Good point.
Well, that's a hard thing.
Obviously. Well, so what is something when you do a pre-purchase exam? What are some things that you look at in a horse's eye for a pre-purchase?
So I don't do complete pre-purchase exams. So I just want to specify that I will do the ocular portion of it if I'm as a consult,
right.
Because the pre-purchase exam itself is a pretty extensive examination, but the ophthalmic portion of it is we look for anything that indicates chronic disease processes that may become acute. So opacifications, cloudiness in the cornea, vascularization in the cornea, also lesions that could lead to visual disturbances, cataracts, and depending on where they're located in the lens, how much are they going to affect light reaching the back of the eye to the retina? Or mm-hmm. are they going to be lesions that are going to progress to compromise vision later on down the road?
Gotcha.
There are lots of changes that can take place in a horse's eye due to many different reasons. Some of them are more important than others. And so I think anytime lesions are found that are questionable, it's a good idea to have a second opinion if it's not clear cut as to what the problem is, to be able to determine if that's going to cause a problem for the horse down the road.
Understood. So a lot of what you do is kind of almost predicting the future, which is always probably pretty fun.
Absolutely. It certainly keeps us on our toes and reminds us that we're not very good at that either. So.
Okay. And then as far as getting, you know, your vet comes out to do your spring vaccinations and just give a general exam, what kind of things are you going to be looking at then?
Well, I think probably the most important thing is to just evaluate the overall clarity of the eye. And it doesn't have to be a very long, extensive examination, but There should be a light that's cast into the eye using a pen torch or ophthalmoscope, some sort of focused light source to evaluate the clarity of the cornea, assess the pupil response. Do the pupils move freely? Do they close when light enters the eye? And do they respond appropriately to light? And is the color of the eyes normal? So if you shine a light into the horse's eyes from an arm's length away, and look at both of the eyes, there should be a similar color from that tapetum reflex. The tapetum is a part of the reflective surface on the retina in the back of the horse's eye that will cause the eyes to glow a greenish, bluish, or reddish color, depending mm-hmm. on the horse's coat color in the reflective surface in the horse's eye. And if that's all that is clear and normal, that gives you a really good indication that things are okay. Certainly doesn't rule out, you know, minute things or more subtle changes, but it will give you a good indication that things are okay.
That's what you just said is just like knock me down, because you shine a light. We've all seen a vet shine a light in a horse's eye, and the color that reflects back depends on what the coat color is of the horse.
To a certain degree, yes. So
wow.
Bay horses generally are going to have a bluish or greenish reflection. And then the more white there is in a horse's coat color, chestnut color horses will be a little bit brighter, have a little bit more yellow, because they have areas of the tapetum that reflective zone is not as large. And so there's more blood vessels that are visible. And the more blood vessels that are visible, you get a kind of a reddish response. So if you have a paint horse or a color dilute horse, one with a lot of white, they can, especially pattern coat colors, they can have a reddish reflex that is kind of similar to our eyes, but it is due to the lack of a tapetum in the visualization of vessels.
That is cool. Well, Dr. McMullen, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to go learn more about eyeballs or get in touch with an ophthalmologist in their area, do you know where they could go?
The best resource to find ophthalmologists are the ACVO, which is the American College of Veterinary Ophthalmologists, and also the International Equine Ophthalmology Consortium, the IEOC. That is subgroup of ophthalmic interested individuals. So it encompasses practitioners with a strong interest in equine ophthalmology, as well as ophthalmologists themselves. And so those are both very good resources.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us and taking a little time out of your busy morning schedule to talk to us. Dr. Richard McMullen from Auburn University. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse.
The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.